Nau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ikai wa te kaumāwhitu iratahi te iarere. I tēnei wā, he manuhiri tāku ki roto i te whare, ko taku tino hoa te rā ara.
A mai ka tāwhara no roto mai o te whakatohia, kua tai mai ia ki te kōrero mō tāna kaupapa, a Shine On Kaitaia.
So Shine On Kaitaia is one of your mahi up here. Tell us about Shine On and what does Shine On do for the community?
Yep, so Shine On Kaitaia, it's a project run out of He Whānau Marama Trust, youth-led and community-supported. I think it's coming up 3 years now, where we first had a kōrero with a whole lot of different parents and really a group of our mates that do things in our community. We wanted to get together and do things better together, and yeah, since then we've had rangatahi come on and lead out community events, movies in the park, Christmas in the park, a few events. We had Whānau's Got Talent for a couple of years there. And essentially we are kind of like connectors, so we try and have people from different organisations, businesses, and connect people to help us roll out kaupapa in our community, basically. Yeah.
Awesome. And so what are some of the projects that are on the go now?
So we have, I wouldn't say lost, but a few of our more senior youth navigators are gone on to uni.
Of course. And how are you coping with that?
Yeah, so there's a
I know your own tamariki are some of those very, yes, very children.
So with a large, I guess, void in the whole mix of things, we're starting to replan, refocus, and just be realistic about what we can do. We've just recently sent a call out to the communities of if they had any young people that were keen to come and afi, which is really just coming to some events, seeing how they like it or not, meeting some of our crew, and starting to rebuild. Our rangatahi base.
It's still cool to know that the tamariki have been through, you are going through that whole natural progression and are now at university, but I'm sure you must miss them once they're gone, hey?
Yes. Yes, we miss them very much, in a sense, though, because when you have more rangatahi with all these awesome ideas, it's kind of like go, go, go. Mm. I think over time people may have seen, like, we're trying to do something every month, and then the next year we'll come and we'll go, okay, let's just focus on six things, eh? And then we do that, and then next minute it ends up being twice as many things because, you know, our kids just always want to do stuff and have all these cool ideas. So now there's, Karis and Matea would probably be our only ones that have been around for longer. Mm-hmm. We've got some other ones coming on. So it's a bit easier, is what I'm trying to say, because now we can kind of focus on main things that we want to. The JC Park development that the council have got a working group to lead out. We're still kind of involved in that to make sure the community voice is still heard in that space. We've replanned things so that we're doing things a bit more focused on kaupapa that carry on and follow through.
Now, can I go there?
Where are you going?
So on the front page of the Northern Age today, the community were alerted to the current situation that's going on, and sort of where the dream is now for the building in the main street of town centre. As everybody knows, the old Pack and Save building. Now, we all saw that 7 Sharp segment 2 years ago, which basically announced that a lease had been purchased for $2. Mm-hmm. Through a collective of people. Where are we at today?
So where we're at today is
that dream, is that dream still alive? Is the dream still there?
I think it'll always be there, because there's just been decades of conversations and attempts. Through this process, we found out, like, so many other groups back in the day had the same dream. Mm. I mean, so they're in their 40s now, 40s, 50s. Like, it's just something that we are not willing to not see happen.
Mm.
So even though this has happened, and basically what's happened is we can't do anything.
Mm.
Like, even though there's a need, there's a want, there's plans, there's ideas, like, there's just no conversation. And so despite all that, we've been trying to hold on to all these things that we've done. We've done surveys, and just keeping that information, keeping it there so that when the opportunity comes, that we really still believe is going to come, we're ready to go, pretty much. Also, where we're at is, obviously, He Whānau Marama Trust is a charitable trust. We don't have income. Shine On Kaitaia is purely voluntary. We don't have paid kaimahi, so we don't have the money that for that building is being asked for, or any kind of building. You know, we don't have that kind of financial ability and capability to just say, yeah, sweet, there's a building, like the warehouse I'm looking at right now, the old warehouse building that kind of could be an awesome as opportunity too. We don't have whatever millions of dollars we need to take that over. So that's been part of our planning and our focusing too, like being kind of zoning in on here's the things that we need. Instead of doing these little bits of things, which are awesome, which we'll still do because Karis is keen to still do like activities during the month on Sundays and whatnot, but major projects that we know is going to really fill those gaps that are happening and catch those, well, let's be honest, kids and rangatahi that are falling through the cracks every year. So yeah, we still want to hold on to the dream, even though it's been a bit of a nightmare.
And can the dream be elsewhere?
Yeah, the dream can be elsewhere. It's just frustrating because the building's right there. It's smack bang in the middle of town. It has potential. You know, when we first were told there was this opportunity and we went through, the kids were visualising where this would go. You know, that could be our creative space. There's a temple and bowling. There's where the games are going to be. Some rooms for businesses to come in, meet with youth that are keen to do, I don't know, bank managing, anything, like starting to create. They were visualising already what they wanted in there. So that was 2 years ago.
And for 2 years, you've had to sort of maintain, for them, the dream's still there, it's still going to happen. How is that for you?
Well, I've been...
And I mean that in the sense to not disappoint our tamariki, because I'm sure throughout the years they've heard, we're going to have this, we're going to give you that.
Yeah.
And ka kore.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been as hard as, because I see what they're capable of doing and the excitement that they have, like, every time they do an event. But I've had to be realistic too, and it's kind of conversations around, oh, if it doesn't happen, at least, hey, you've learned how to do this and all these kinds of things. And so because they've been very clear that we don't own it, like, we don't have the say, we don't own the lease and all those kinds of things. But being approached and kind of being told all these things that, yeah, you'll be able to manage this and it might look like this, like, and you have to start kind of creating spaces to prepare for managing something like that. Like, it's a big-ass job. So trying to balance those conversations, yeah, it's just been hard because you don't want to kill kids' faith into, like, oh, I can't wait for this to happen, and they're building their skills and they're learning all these things to prepare to be, you know, a youth-led community centre. activity centre. I mean, it's an amazing concept. So, nah, yeah, it has been hard, but our youth leaders, they're really resilient. I mean, they're onto it, and they're not dumb. They see kind of what's been happening and what hasn't been happening. So, yeah, they just keep keeping on and doing what they love to do. Mm. That's giving back to our community in whatever ways.
So ultimately, they're still getting upskilled in one way or another. And now, is it majority of the mahi that they do, is it in the creative industries?
Majority of the skills that they've learnt and the kaupapa that they've let out in the Shine On project?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, it's kind of not that specific because we get volunteers that just come and, you know, set up chairs and put the chairs away, set up and help with the cables to set up a stage for an event, and that's kind of just their job. We have youth that all they do is look after our kaumātua, make sure they have a cup of tea, make sure they're comfortable, you know. So, and then we have those that are fully into the preparing for an event, managing other youth. So it's a whole lot of different things. It's not just with creative space, what did you say?
Creative industries.
Creative industries, yeah. I mean, there's a whole lot of other things that they learn too. We usually have stalls, kids learn how to cook, you know, learn how to cook a patty and a sausage and a... put into bed, communicating with people that want to buy things, so they manage with the guidance of Vanessa, you know, how customer service, how you treat people.
So within all the things that they do, there are some foundational skills that they're learning there that they can, even if they're not going to have a job in, let's say, event management, they'll still learn, like you said, how to communicate, how to apply customer service skills that will all be beneficial in really whatever areas they choose to go in afterwards, yeah?
Yeah, it's also seeing some of the young ones that come in, you know, and usually you're on the other side and you just give $2 and you get a kai. But all the prep that goes into it, you know, just at the marae. I mean, to get to that part of your meal, there's a whole lot of prep. And before that, you've got to do the shopping. Before that, where's your money coming from? Before that, what mahi are you doing to get the mahi money? So it's just applying what we've known growing up and real life stuff to some innovative ideas that they come up with.
Beautiful. And what are we doing this weekend?
What are we doing this weekend? Oh yeah. What are we doing this weekend? Te Rarawa have been coordinating a bunch of our awesome local organisations and services, and I think some businesses have jumped on and they've been donating things towards Children's Day, which is at the Kaitaia Pools. So big mihi to Te Rarawa. It's not an easy job, it's a big job. And Stacey Reedy, she's been looking after that for everyone. So yeah, whoever's listening and you got some tamariki, they want to come and have a swim, have a kai, everything's free, get a prize, sing a song. Yeah, that's all happening on this weekend. When is it?
Yeah.
7th of March.
Love it. He kōrero whakakapi wai. Anything to add to your kōrero there? If anyone wants to support your kaupapa, how can they do that?
Oh, yeah. So, any young people that want to come and jump on the waka, Honey will be done at Children's Day at the school. And Karis will be there. We'll have some sign-up sheets and get some information from anyone who wants to come. And then you can kind of see what we do. But, yeah, in terms of the youth complex, that dream that we still want to pursue, we're going to start just building our own fund so that if the opportunity comes and some awesome person says, hey, I've got a building, hey, I've got a fitted building with water and electricity and functional rooms.
Are you listening out there?
And that you can move all your stuff into, at least we'll have Sampūtia dedicated to that kaupapa. So we've set up a giver, a little funding page, and going to start really messing that out.
Awesome.
So our Facebook page would be the best place.
And what's your Facebook page?
Shine On Kaitaia.
Shine On Kaitaia. So anybody out there listening, if you think you might be able to contribute, or you know someone that might want to, Shine On Kaitaia have a Facebook page under Shine On Kaitaia, which you're more than welcome to go and have a nosy on there, which provides links to a little page that Shine On also have to help assist, get them off their feet and do some of those positive things and make that dream a reality for our tamariki aoranga tahi putanoi te tai tokero. And also you can catch us down at, as Micah mentioned, down at the pools this weekend in Kaitaia for Children's Day, run by Te Rārawa. So that's going to be awesome as. So if anybody else has any other kaupapa out there that they'd love to put out for all of us, then hono hono mai ki tā mātou whārangi ipurangi, te heku irakati kau irakati NZ. Otherwise, give us a call, 09408 3947. It's been lovely to have you in here, Ehoa. You'll be my first guest for my show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Nah, thank you. And it's getting really hot in here. Engari, I'm just trying to wait out this 20 seconds until I can get my song going. Tata nia. Anyway, ko te wai nānei, ko te haurua I te tahi karaka. O tēnei rā, te tūrei, te tuatoru o ngā rā o mai. He engari, te iwi mautonu mai ki te reo irirangi o te kōteika, iwi te kaumāwhetu ira tahi, te ia rere. Kā ki te.